This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Thanks for joining us. My co-host today, she is Diane Nelson, the owner of Diane Nelson Interiors, and I got a chance to hang out with her husband a little bit the other day at the Nary Milwaukee golf outing. And Diane, he beat me on that par three, and I'm not happy.
I think he was having a great day, a little bit of luck. But yeah, he was excited to meet you, and we really appreciated that you were the Beat the Pro celebrity at the Nary Foundation golf outing.
I think we have to just say Beat the Celebrity, because the pro part really gets thrown out the window.
True.
Diane, I realized about 3 weeks ago, I thought, look, first of all, I need to find my clubs. Second of all, I should probably go out to a driving range and hit some balls, and I never got to it.
Oh, no.
And so the last time I had swung a golf club was last year's Nary golf outing.
Okay.
And so I get there a little early and I think, well, let me go practice. So I thought I was on the fourth hole and I was hitting some shots. I thought, you know what, I'm going to be okay here. This is fine. Well, all of a sudden someone said, you know, this is eight. Four is over that way. So I didn't get any practice shots. And it doesn't matter, Diane, because I'm not any good. And every once in a while I hit a good shot. But it was a really fun event. I thought the guys were having a good time. And I know we raised a lot of money for the foundation. So yeah, we dodged the rain. And as soon as I started driving home, it was pouring. So we got it in. I thought Michelle Brown, I thought all you guys did a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we just made it in for the downpour. So, we had a great day. I agree. Raised a lot of funds. Had a lot of great sponsorships that day. So it's a great event for the foundation. So we're just looking forward to the next one now.
Hey, Diane, you could not miss your husband's foursome.
No.
The colored shirts that they had on, I could see them from Milwaukee, and we were playing out in Sussex. It was awesome.
They put them all in bright pink, and they support it. They love it. And actually, they were a little brighter in the overcast than even the bright sun.
Well, you could see
them coming.
What a really good group that he was playing with. And, you know, they didn't take it all that seriously, and they just had fun, I thought. And thank him and all those guys for coming out and supporting such a good cause. And, again, you guys did a great job, and looking forward to next year. I'm either taking some lessons because of all the smack talk these boys, by the way, and guys like Randy Miller and all those guys that talk smack all the time. Well, the only good thing that happened that day for me is the last foursome that came through was Randy Miller's foursome.
Okay.
And I beat him.
Oh, good.
So I can talk smack with him the rest of the year and not worry about it. But we really did have a good time. I thought the food was great. And it's just fun getting together with that many Nary members and listen to the guys talk about business and how they're going to business now. Our special guest today, and we've got a lot to talk to her about, she's Tracy Grosspeach from AB&K. Tracy, how are you today? Tracy, you there?
Oh, there you are.
Hi, Trace. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Yeah, I got a chance to meet Diane Nelson's husband at the golf outing and had some fun out there, raised some money for a really good cause, the Nary Milwaukee Foundation, and they do a great job of helping and you know, certainly our community and helping tips for either kids getting out of high school that want to get into the trades, or displaced workers that want to go back and go to school to get in the trades. Foundation does a great job, and it's always fun to raise money for them.
Yeah, AB and K, we sponsored the putting contest this year, and I was on that green and got to listen to a lot of the trash talk. It was a good time.
Well, you know, next year, maybe you guys can come out and hang out with me, because I need somebody who's got my back. Because Bob Sebastian was out there with me, and he seemed to join the guys that were talking smack a lot.
Okay. We'll have your back.
We'll have your back. Yeah, I'm sure.
You know what?
Or your beat the celebrity hole might need to be at the putting contest.
Yeah, you know what? That might be the way to go. I lost more balls in the water. Then I'm telling you, it was kind of funny, because I either hit the ball about, you know, 10 feet from the cup, or it went in the water. There was no different. In fact, one shot, Diane and Tracy, I hit, and it was kind of fading to the right, and it hit a tree. And if it would have bounced any other way except straight left, it would have been fine. It went straight left and went right into the water. I do. That, you know what, that was a trick shot. I kept telling them, this is called client golf. I'm not supposed to beat you guys. The Nary people said, don't beat any of our Nary members. So that's why I planned this. Nobody believed me, by the way. Absolutely nobody.
I don't think that Nary said that at all. But
no, they didn't. I was completely lying to each and every one of them.
Good for you.
Hey, Tracy, I feel like we're starting to kind of come out of this. I know that there are some people that are scared that we're going to go right back to closing businesses. I don't think that's going to happen. I think people are going to, take what's going on, make sure that they're staying 6 feet, they're wearing masks, they're doing the stuff that we have to do. Do you guys at AB and K, do you feel it starting to come back, and how busy are you guys right now?
The phone lines and our web traffic and internet inquiries for new business and new projects have increased, while our showroom traffic is, like, just walk-in traffic has really remained low, and that's okay. I appreciate, and the staff appreciates, that people are calling and setting up appointments before they come in to make sure that we're open. Or if they do have health issues and they want to talk to a designer or a salesperson, that they're letting us know, hey, I want to come in, I want to talk to somebody, but I have an compromised immune system. Is it all right if everyone, or can everybody in the building or will be around me, can they wear a mask? And we are happy to accommodate.
Yeah, and we've had this conversation. The things that we have learned, and I know that at certainly at AB and K, and I've talked to Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interiors as well. The things I think that we've learned, you know, through the last couple of months, and as difficult a lesson as some of these have been, I think if we ever get back to completely what it was, you know, in February, I think there's so many things that we've learned from this couple of months of struggle that we're going to continue to do. And I think we'll look back and go, okay, it was a really rough patch. But because of that rough patch, we're doing things a little bit differently and probably better. And Tracy, as we talked a couple months ago about this, you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. And I can tell you that at AB and K, I'm doing air quotes right now because you can't see that on the radio. We reopened to what normal was at the beginning of June. This last week, with the spike in positive tests in Wisconsin, we're still open to the public, but as far as staffing goes, if you're not on the floor and you do not have a client meeting, well, please work from home. So we're seeing that, you know what, we might not be able to go like full steam ahead, like everybody wants to. We're just being really cautious because the health and safety of the staff and employees of AB&K are most critical, as well as those of the health and safety of our customers.
Hey, Diane, and I know that was a big conversation that I heard guys talking about at the golf outing was, hey, what have you learned from this? And I know that NARI, the front office, and people that are on the board there, you guys have done a great job of making sure that not only NARI members and the companies, the NARI companies, are, you know, making sure that everybody is safe as far as their employees, but certainly the clients and the way they go to business, we've tweaked it a little bit, and they've done a nice job of making sure that everybody understands what the rules are.
Right. Right when this all happened, we're thinking, how can NARI help their own members, their modelers, get through this? So they put on, like everyone else, we had a lot of webinars, Zoom meetings and webinars, just to say, okay, what are we doing? Especially when it first all started, you know, what should we use as our new protocols, you know, masks, gloves, sanitizer, how should we go about this? How should we go about meeting clients virtually? This was new for a lot of people. So NARI really took the reins and helped its members to make sure we were all up on the latest news and the latest protocols of what are the best practices, and to still keep clients, you know, coming in, wanting to work with you and being very comfortable with your work practices. So I was very impressed with that.
Yeah, I am too. And I'm impressed all the time. And like you said, a lot of Zoom meetings and different emails that come out. And you know, when people like Tracy Grosspeach from AB&K say, look, this is the way I think that we need to do it right now. But look, we're still here for our customers, and we're still able to do the great work that AB&K does. You know what? It's a great time to be able to either go to their website, to give them a call, and take a look at if you're looking to have something done, you know, before the winter, before the end of the year, you need to talk to them now. Tracy, and that's a last question before we get to a break. Time-wise, if somebody's looking to just redo, maybe not a complete gut and construction part of it, but redo their kitchen and spruce it up a little bit because they're going to be hosting Christmas this year, time-wise, can they still get that done?
It depends on how big their spruce up is. If we're looking at new countertops and a backsplash, that can get done, definitely. But if we're looking for a gut remodel, Thanksgiving is out, Christmas, we could probably hit that one. The end of December holidays, I don't know where the rest of the holidays fall in December, but our crews are, everybody across all remodeling. I talked to so many people on Wednesday. Everybody is just swamped, and we're so happy to be so busy, considering what the alternative, you know, could be. I mean, most of us lived through 2008. So we're happily overworked. We're trying to do everything that we can to accommodate as many customers as we can. We are taking on some new crews that were kind of like part-time-ish for us in the past, that we're, you know, we're bringing on more crews, interviewing more designers. So we're in a growth mode right now. So that's really exciting for us.
She is Tracy Grosspeach. She's our special guest today. And a little bit about her, she is a Cyclone, graduate from Iowa State University, over 25 awards that she has won for interior design. And, you know, everybody has their elevator pitch or mission statement. And what hers is, and it's a really well thought out, quick sentence: my goal with every project is to give my clients a room which truly reflects them and how they live. And if you're looking to do some work in your home, Tracy would be a great person for you to call or to go to their website and get information. Go to abnk.com, abnk.com, and don't worry, that Iowa State thing, she is a cheesehead. No worries about that, right, Trace?
My baby is going to start at Iowa State in less than a month. So
wow.
We're a Cyclone family, it looks like.
Man, that's That's pretty cool. A pretty good friend of mine used to be a basketball coach there. And so I've got some Iowa State gear here at my house that he had sent one time and said, hey, you got to start wearing this. So she is Tracy Grossbeach, my special guest, our special guest. And my co-host this week is Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interiors. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to go through a couple of things. Remodeling, when people say how come or I thought, or, well, hold on TV, I saw it this way. We're going to answer some of those questions. Again, with Tracy Grossbeach from ABNK, you can go to abnk.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGiver. My co-host this week is Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interiors. You can go to DianeNelsonInteriors.com, get more information on Diane. And our special guest, Tracy Grossbeach. Love when she's on our show because we can kind of take this any which way we want because she's like very knowledgeable and says, just talk what you want to talk about, Mike, and we'll roll with it. ABNK.com is where you're going to want to go to get more information on that company and Tracy. Hey, guys, and I'll start with you, Diane. How many times when you're having a conversation with somebody and they ask what you do for a living and they start to say, well, how come this? Or I thought it was this way. And my favorite is, well, you know, when I watch these shows on TV, they do it this way. How come you guys don't do it that way?
Right, a lot. Everyone always has a project in the back of their head they're ready to work on, and it is through watching some of the TV shows that are for an hour long, and they kind of speed up the process. They're not showing a lot of behind the scenes, the pre-prep, and the actual working hours, and also the budget, because a lot of things are paid with advertising. But we're always getting, you know, timelines, thinking kitchens maybe take 2 to 3 weeks, where they take, depending what you're doing, 8 to 10. And even budgets are usually blown out of the water compared to a lot of the TV shows. So I think it is just being maybe just misinformed by the glitz and glamour of their timelines on TV as compared to real life and getting it done right, and having, you know, all the proper things handled, like before you even start construction. It's the estimating to make sure everything's accurate, getting all the materials, the selections in place, ordering all that before you even start moving walls or taking out old cabinets or flooring.
Hey, Tracy, how many times when you meet somebody new, or, you know, one of your friends may come up to you and say, hey, look, I'm thinking about doing a remodeling project. And does the question why and how does remodeling projects, why do they cost so much? Does that come up to you very often?
Actually, it comes up almost every day, not just from my friends, but from, you know, customers. And it's actually, Diane and I had a conversation about this before the golf outing started on Wednesday. Because I was like, I'm thinking about, we should talk about something like how much stuff costs. And then a manufacturer's rep popped up and said, yeah, my plumber sent me to like a Kohler showroom, but then I found the same faucet at Home Depot. And then Diane went on to explain before I could what the difference was, the brass parts versus some of the plastic parts. But remodeling, it's expensive. And we all admit that it's expensive. And, you know, whether it's a $5,000 countertop job or, you know, a $50,000 kitchen or a $250,000 total basement redo, it's all expensive.
It is. And Tracy, and I think Diane was onto something when she said, well, hold on, I watched this almost exact thing on TV and it only took, you know, the timeline was only 10 days and it was half of the cost that you're quoting me. And I think that, and we've had this conversation, those TV shows are really good for ideas for our business, but I don't know if they do us justice for the amount of money and the amount of real time that it takes to get something done. The other part is, you know, why does it take so long? Why is this taking so long? And it's interesting because, Tracy, when you're on your website on ABNK and you look at the process, the step-by-step process, which has changed a little bit with COVID-19, but what to expect and then some of the project's costs and timelines, I think are obviously very realistic. And I think people have to understand, especially when they work with ABNK, there's no cutting corners on this stuff.
No, and why projects take as long as they take is many times kitchens, you might have a small kitchen, and you definitely probably have a small bathroom, and only one trade profession can work in there at a time. We don't have, unless it's a very large project, we typically don't have the plumber on site when the electrician is on site, just because they kind of need to be in the same spot at the same time. So everybody gets their turn, and sometimes if they get a couple days, and then they get the couple days. There's also inspections we have to wait for your municipality's inspector to come out. And sometimes that could be we're waiting 3 days for an inspection. It really depends on where you live, how quickly they come out. Things just take time. It takes time for the mud on the new drywall to cure before you can paint. Everything just takes time. And one of the biggest time eaters in a kitchen or a bathroom remodeling project is those countertops. They can't be measured until the base cabinets are set because everybody wants to buy countertops only one time. So it has to be dead on perfect. And then we're waiting 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 weeks for countertops. And during that time, we might be able to do some flooring. We might not. It really depends on what your project entails. But there is downtime. And you know, we try to make our schedules, as I know most of the NERI contractors, we try to make our schedules as short and tight as possible because we make our money by starting and finishing projects. That's it. I mean, that's how we survive, is to start it and to finish it. We have to finish it. And that's why we're like, go, 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 go.
Hey, Tracy, and your guys, I would assume that they're working more than one project at a time, right? If they're at my house in the morning and they do some things that they have to wait and let it dry and let it get ready for the next day to work, they then would go to their next project, correct? They're not just...
Yeah, definitely, because... it's the trade's full-time job, and they have to work their 40 hours a week, or right now it's more, so that they can have a living wage, have a living salary, so that they can pay their mortgage and pay their child care and pay their taxes. Everybody in the trades, we have a lot of different projects going on at the same time. But we, at ABNK, we hit our project start times for our different trades. Like, tile guy, you're going to show up here. We always hit that date. We're ready for drywallers on this date. And our drywaller is there. Everyone else is done with their stuff. We've been inspected. We're ready to hit that drywall so we can put your room back together. It takes a long time. Yes, it does. It does.
Right. Hey, I think the NERI contractors are really good with explaining that to their clients, to say, you know, we have this preset schedule. There will be some downtime. This is why. So I think when customers know that ahead of time, they're okay with, oh, there's no one here for a day or two, knowing that there's a process and that things, again, need to dry, need to set, and this guy had to go over here quick, but he'll be back. So,
hey, Tracy,
yeah,
you had talked...
And a lot of people don't realize that, but that per the state of Wisconsin, we have to supply a schedule. Actually, I think most states require contractors to provide a schedule. It is, you know, it's in our contract. When we're going to start and our proposed start date and our proposed end date as well. That's what conscientious businesses do. We don't do contracts are on an Acton. NARI doesn't. None of the NARI contractors do that. Everything is totally legit and written down, documented. And that's what you want as a consumer buying a remodeling project.
100%. Tracy, real quick before we get to a break, you had talked about, you know, depending on what area you live in and the permits that need to be pulled. At our last NARI show, we had Ed Lisinski from West Dallas Neighborhood Services come out and talk about, you know, the correct permits and making sure that you get those. And, you know, I've had friends of mine say things like, look, I don't really want them pulling a permit. I don't want anybody poking around in my stuff. And look, as NARI members, you guys handle that. That's your job, and as part of your job. And when somebody says, look, I'd prefer if you don't pull a permit for this, that's a red flag for you, correct?
Oh, it is. It is, but the permitting process isn't, it really isn't about making sure that the inspectors are catching every illegal thing in your house that, you know, the previous owners might have done. Because that's really what happens a lot. There's some, like, weird plumbing stuff that's going on. But, you know, even, I'm not a plumber, but I'm even like, that doesn't look right. What the permitting and the inspection process does for the homeowner, this is actually service for the homeowner. They're the advocate for you, the homeowner, to make sure that we're doing our jobs correctly. So that if you have a custom shower pan, it is poured correctly and it's going to drain down the drain and not outside of the shower into the bathroom and then down through your dining room ceiling. That's what the permit process or the inspection process does. It is the advocate for the homeowner, for the consumer. That's how I look at it.
She is Tracy Grosspeech, AB&K. She is, I can tell you, if you get a chance to read her bio, and I read this in the first segment, but I think it just really says a lot about her, that her goal with every project is to give her clients a room which truly reflects them and how they live. I know early on, the first or second time Tracy joined me in studio, we had that conversation, and I said, well, what if your client shows you a design that you just don't really like? And she looked at me and she said, well, it's not about me now, is it? I may say, look, I don't think this is going to fit where you want it, but if this is really what you want because it truly reflects who you are and how you live, then we can do it. And I thought, well, that's good, because I would probably show her some stuff where she'd go, I don't think you want that, but that if that is what you want, we'll take a look at it. Again, Tracy Grosspeech, you can go to abnk.com, abnk.com for more information. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host this week is Diane Nelson. She's the owner of Diane Nelson Interiors. And our special guest, Tracy Grosspeech from AB&K. Hey, Tracy, before we get back to what we're talking about, my phone has been blowing up. A friend of mine, Tiffany, is on your website, and they're going to redo their laundry room. And she is on the North Franklin Street, North 69th Street in Franklin. Pictures of off your website on the galleries, and she said, "Boy, that what a beautiful laundry room!" And obviously, the laundry rooms aren't a real sexy thing in the house. And she, in her text, is telling me that nobody likes doing laundry, but it's just a mess down there, and they're going to redo it. And she was wondering if she could ask two quick questions. Number one, what is the best flooring that you would recommend in a laundry room?
I would recommend, well, there's two. One is just traditional ceramic tile. And what's great about that is that we live in Wisconsin and snow boots can melt. All the snow off the boots can melt on the floor and it's going to be okay. The other flooring would be an LVT, so a luxury vinyl tile or a luxury vinyl plank. And what's great about that is that it also, your snow can, off your boots, can melt onto the floor. But it can be a tile look. It can be a wood look. That's why we do a lot of LVP, the planks, because it has that wood look. What's also great about it is that in some applications, we can just glue it on top of, install it right on top of if you have a sheet vinyl floor. And you're not going to have that height, like extreme height difference that you would with a ceramic tile. Because then you, with the tile, you have to do the cement board. There's all this, it's all this stuff that we look at when we're selecting materials for homeowners. But those are the two that I would have to look at.
And the second question, and again, on your website at AB&K, she went on the North 69th Street Franklin Laundry, and she said, look, our space looks to be similar to this. And she loved the where you can hang up the coats, and it's almost a mudroom-ish that's walking into the laundry room. And she was wondering how difficult it is to put up what you have on the wall there, which is three cubby holes, it looks like, for coats and boots and things like that. And they have a space there as you're walking in their laundry room to have that against the wall. And is that a good use of their space?
Well, I think so. In this particular laundry room, kind of around the corner opposite the washer dryer, because I'm looking at the picture right now, if you go to the galleries page to laundry and then scroll to the bottom, it's on the, as I'm looking at it, it's on the right side of your page. If you're on a phone, a smartphone or a tablet, I don't know where it would be, but on a, like a desktop, that's where it's located. That's what I'm looking at. But opposite the washer and dryer, there's actually a coat closet. So there is a place for the vacuum, place for like mom and dad coats type of thing. So adult coats. So installing those cubbies, what makes that look great is the skilled carpenter that we had install that. Because that is actually so the top portion is one piece with the crown molding attached. There's the wood ledge, and that's the second piece, and then there's the bottom portion, which is another piece. So that's what we call gang construction, and that's how it was ordered, so that you wouldn't see all these, you wouldn't have to worry about fastening all these different cubbies together. Is it easy to install? It's more awkward. It's not a hard thing to install. It's just, it's very wide and tall, so it's not like a one-guy job. It's more of a, you need a person and a helper, and you need a skilled person. And, you know, that's what they're teaching their helper, to be a skilled person.
Well, when Tiffany calls you on Monday, and uh-huh. I've given her your work number, and she can go to AB&K, and she's listening right now. But that's exactly the project she's going to want to talk to you about. She just loved, they were struggling with the idea of what flooring. So thank you for that. And the idea of being able to have skilled professionals. And I know her husband, and he's not going to attempt to do this. Trust me. They're going to call you and say, can we talk to you about that project, because it looks like the space is very similar, and that's exactly what we're looking for. Again, it's the North 69th Street Franklin Laundry. So thank you for that. Hey, in the second segment, we're talking about when we're out, or when you guys are out, you know, the questions of how come, or I thought, or well, on TV, and a couple other points I want to talk a little bit about that. One is, hey, I can do this. You know, I watched a YouTube video on how to do it, and I've got a lot of buddies like that. I used to be like that, Trace and Diane. I learned lessons, really valuable lessons, as I started doing this show, that, you know, I now have a guy or a gal, and I'm able to call them. But for the people that say, look, I'm pretty sure I can do this on my own because I watched this YouTube video, what do you say to them?
Well, if your guy happens to be an area contractor, then I'm good to go. I'll talk to you, and we'll talk through your design. But if like I said, if you've got a guy who is a skilled carpenter or plumber or electrician or just an area general contractor, I'm excellent with that. Totally, perfectly fine. But if you have a guy who is your best friend's brother-in-law who might have gotten laid off or is kind of between stuff right now, that's when I get a little bit like, oh, I don't know if I don't know what his skill level is. That's what I typically say. It's, I don't know what your person's skill level is, but this, you know, we could try to talk through the pitfalls, the pros and cons of hiring AB&K versus doing it yourself. Watching YouTube videos. My husband watched YouTube videos on how to
Sorry, Tracy. Don't you agree that if you hire, well, or husband or spouse or friend, the timeline takes usually a lot longer. And it is, it's a timeline and having the right tools. Like, oh, I'm tackling this plumbing job. I don't have a plumbing wrench. I don't have plumber's tape. You know, what is plumber's tape? You know, it's kind of scary. So it's having the right tools, but I think the timeline explodes when a friend's helping, you know, just gets out of hand.
100%.
No, that's a great point, Diane. And also, it's your relationship. I mean, I've always told people, when you're hiring a general contractor or someone to do work in your house, you're basically hiring your new best friend. And by that, right. I mean, you have to be able to tell that other person, I don't like that thing. I don't like the music they're playing. I don't like how they leave their McDonald's in the trash can because it smells up the rest of my house. Like, all those, like, little nitpicky things that you tell your best friend, and your best friend is like, okay, well, we'll change that. No problem. Because that's how professional contractors are. If you're hiring your best friend or if you're having your husband do it, there might be some contention. You know, you don't – there's more hurt feelings potentially. And you feel like you can't say, like, I don't like that because you're going to hurt their feelings. Whereas if you tell me you don't like something that we're doing in the field, I'm like, okay, let's see what we can do to change it. Sometimes we can, sometimes we can't. Just because you don't like something doesn't mean it's not code. I'm not saying that we can change everything, but we'll look into it.
100%. You know, the other thing that I learned was it ends up not only the frustration and, like you said, the hurt feelings, but it ends up costing me more money in the long run, because when I'm trying to do some things on my own after watching YouTube videos thinking, oh yeah, I got this, I end up having to call a NERI contractor to come and fix it. And I can tell you that a few of the boys that were at that golf outing have made some comments to me, like they just put their hands in the air and said, what were you thinking? Like, why would you even try to do this on your own instead of just calling one of us to come in and at least talk you through it, walk you through it, or have us do it for you? And it ended up costing me time. My wife was mad at me, and It cost us a little bit more money. So I learned that, you know what, I just call you guys.
Absolutely. So and that also works a lot with the cheapest, going with the cheapest person. I had a client tell me one time, is the lowest cost is not always the best value.
But that's a great point. That's a really good point, because I think sometimes you get what you pay for, and you always think, boy, if I can save $50 on this thing by going with this guy rather than going with a NERI contractor, it's going to end up costing you way more frustration, time, and money, I think, in the long run. You had talked last segment about the Kohler piece, and somebody had said, look, I found the same piece at Home Depot or one of the big box stores, and it was cheaper. And I think that we need to make sure that people understand that that's a different, it might look the same, but the materials are different, correct?
Yeah, all the internal parts are different than the plumbing that you would find at a plumbing wholesaler. The plumbing wholesaler, so traditionally, I'm going to use Kohler as an example. Everything is brass parts on the internal workings in the faucet. They do make faucets for the big box stores and for like the warehouse stores that have plastic parts. Hans Grohe does it as well. I know that even like LG, they make TVs and then they make looks like the same TV, but it's a little bit different for Costco. So it saves you money, but in the long run, that faucet that you bought it potentially could wear out before the true Kohler faucet would. Now, you can still, it's still under warranty, and you can still get your parts from Kohler. Now you just have, now you're paying for the plumber to come out. And as most of your listening audiences know, plumbers aren't cheap just to come over. They're not.
They are. I agree with you on that. Hey, before we get to a break, really quick, I got another text from my friend Tiffany. She in her laundry area, that space, and similar to what we were talking about, is pretty large space. If she wants to separate the two rooms, does she have to, when she talks to you, does she have to say, look, I need to have a wall built here? Or are you okay with curtains to separate the spaces?
Laundry machines are loud.
They are.
They are. It really depends on where her washer and dryer are in relationship to the rest of the home. A curtain might be fine, but if it is right off of the kitchen and the family room, it might be really, really loud. So that's something that designers, we look at all of that stuff when we're making our recommendations.
Hey, on Monday, when you want to call Tracy, call her at 414-485-2945. That's 414-485-2945, or go to abnk.com. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation with Tracy Grosspeach from ABNK and Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interiors. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sport Grid 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host this week is Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interiors, and our special guest, Tracy Grosspeach from AB&K. Go to abnk.com and understand that she has been named one of the notable women in construction and design from Biz Times. And when we get a chance to have Tracy on, it's always extremely I think interesting, and you bring so much knowledge to it, and yet it's really fun. When I told my wife today, she asked me who the guests were, and the last time you two guys were on together, she said, God, those girls are fun. And I said, they are fun, and they're really smart.
That's because we're fun in real life, too, together.
Really, yeah, right. Really fun. I can't wait to get back in the studio and have you guys back in. Hey, before we run out of time here, one of the questions that somebody had sent to me to ask you, Tracy, what's the difference between ceramic tile and porcelain tile?
So the difference is the ceramic tile might be a little bit more porous, and a porcelain tile is the one with the through body color. They're both really strong. There used to be a bigger difference between a ceramic tile and a porcelain tile of where you would apply one versus the other. But they're just what the body of the tile is. Diane, do you know more about this one?
I would say the porcelain seems a little bit more dense. And where you said, like, where to place them, like if you're putting it under a freestanding tub, like something really heavy, I usually go porcelain. Because it's probably less likely to crack under the weight. And That's the one thing porcelain I use a lot more, because if it does crack, if you do drop something on it, it's probably less likely to crack. The dish or whatever you drop is going to break. But if it does crack, like you said, it's a through body color. So if it's a gray tile, they'll be gray underneath. Whereas ceramic, most of the time, sometimes you see that terracotta color underneath if you do crack it.
And it does have, the ceramic has more holes in it. It's more like the granite versus quartz thing. So granite has more fissures and voids in it because it's minerals that have been compacted over time. Versus quartz is a man-made product out of natural materials. So it is, it doesn't have any of those voids or fissures.
Hey, today is a show where we normally won't open up with the phone lines to have people call in. But I can tell you that my friend Tiffany would have called in today because and I'm just going to tell her because she's still listening. These follow-up questions that you keep asking, you need to go to abnk.com. And I love you like a sister, but you need to give Tracy a call on Monday, 414-485-2945. 485-2945. That's 485-2945. Hey, Diane, before we get out of here, I know that with the Nary golf outing done for the foundation, I think the next event coming up is the trap shooting event, correct?
Right. We have the clay shoot at the Waukesha Gun Club, and that's Friday, August 21st. So the foundation runs that to another charity, charity outing to raise funds, again, for the scholarships or community projects. Always looking for sponsorship and silent auction items. And the general public can participate. So that's August 21st coming up.
Well, and I know the guy who won it last year. Zach Emmons won this thing last year from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. And he came and sat with me on our hole for a couple of minutes at the golf outing. And he said, hey, are you going to come to the clay shoot? And I said, no, I don't. I've tried that once when I did a segment for Around the Corner with my brother John, and I couldn't hit one of these clay pigeons. And he said, hey, I'll show you. I'll teach you how to do it, and then you can get involved. So I'm going to reach out to him, and I may do that. It sounds like a really fun event, similar to the golf outing, where people are out there just having a good time, raising money for a really good cause, obviously, the Nary Foundation. And I think the world of that foundation. Hey, give me the dates on that again.
So that is Friday, August 21st. And that's
beautiful.
At the Waukesha Gun Club. And men and women can both shoot. I tried it out myself. It is a lot of fun. And just a little practice makes perfect.
How did you do?
Not bad. And I was using someone else's gun because I was volunteering for the day and just walking around taking pictures. So just took over someone else's gun. And not bad.
Hey, Tracy, have you ever tried that?
I am horrible. I couldn't hit a barn if it was 10 feet in front of me. So,
well, you're the one I want to compete against.
seriously, that's not my forte, but I will happily check people in, secure prizes, give out prizes.
Perfect.
Take all the money for a 50-50 raffle or other raffle items. That's my role.
Hey guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interiors, Tracy Grosspeach, abnk.com. Guys, have a great weekend.
Thank you too.
You bet. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.